VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Jonathan. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. In today's video, we listen to a motivational speech from the late Steve Jobs, best known as the co-founder of Apple. In it, he shares a very public yet personal story of how he was fired by Apple and the life lessons that he learned from that. It's a powerful speech, and I strongly urge you to check out the video. I have my own story to share about this topic, but I'll save that for later. For now, let's take a look at today's featured sentence. Okay, so here it is. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do. Okay, I'll say it one more time. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do. Let's look at our pronunciation tips. Our blended words, fill a. You can put those two words together almost so that they sound like one word, fill a. And satisfied. Satisfied has three syllables, satisfied. And the words what and you, when you put them together, it almost sounds like a CH sound at the end of what. What you. Love what you do. What you. Let's look at our vocabulary. Our first word, fill. To fill means to make or become full, or to use up the empty space. Here's an example sentence. Before we can swim, we need to fill the pool with water. Our next word, truly. Truly is a word used to emphasize that what you are saying is true. For example, I truly care about what happens to him. And our third word, satisfied. To be satisfied means to be pleased because you received what you wanted, or because something happened in the way that you wanted it to. Here's an example sentence. I was hungry before, but after that huge dinner, I feel very satisfied. That's the end of today's pronunciation challenge, and it's also my last pronunciation challenge. But before I sign off, let me tell you my story. In the mid-2000s, I was working in an office in Canada as an IT systems administrator. I was making a decent salary and worked for a good company, but I wasn't completely happy. I felt like there was so much of the world I hadn't seen and experienced. So I saved my money and made a plan, and in 2008, I quit my job and moved to Tokyo. After a year in Tokyo, I didn't want to go back to Canada. After considering all my options, I made the decision to move to Taiwan in 2009 and started working as a teacher. While my salary as a teacher was lower, I really fell in love with it. My time in Taiwan has taught me to see my life not just as a number on a paycheck, but as a whole package that includes work, lifestyle, environment, culture, and many other things. But enough about what I think, now I want to hear what you think. What is the type of work that you love to do? Are you doing it now, or do you have plans to get there? Let me know in the comments below, and don't forget to do your recording. I'm Jonathan for VoiceTube. Thanks for listening.